Recorded Books presents The Love Script by Tony Shiloh, narrated by Dione Michelle Collins. Chapter 1. The wind whipped through the car's sunroof, the sound competing with the serenade by her on the R&B station as I drove down Coldwater Canyon. Privacy hedges created lush scenery against the clear sky peeking through the trees. Today's weather reminded me of the Southern California often portrayed in movies. Abundant sunshine, not too hot and not too cold. The perfect temps made traveling across Metro Los Angeles a dream. My next client appointment was with Ms. Rosie Booker, one of the sweetest women I'd ever met. She'd overcome breast cancer while keeping her eyes on God, making her my hero and an inspiration all in one. As her personal hairstylist, I had the honor of keeping her hair healthy as it grew back into its former glory. She always imparted wisdom throughout our sessions, leaving me encouraged and ready to face whatever came my way. Working with her in the comfort of her home was a lot different from when I worked on set as a film hairstylist. Unfortunately, my last position working on a streaming show was about 6 months ago. I'd been applying for more jobs in the film industry, but the rejections had me hustling to book freelance positions as a personal stylist and showing up to my part-time salon position at the main do. Maybe one day I'd be able to tack on key hairstylist next to my name, Nevaeh Richards. Be the one who turned a normal actor into the next Carrie Fisher, known for her iconic hairstyles in the Star Wars franchise. Or maybe I could even be a part of the next blockbuster movie that had fierce warriors like the Dora Milaje in Black Panther. And I certainly wouldn't sneeze at an Academy Award win either. I'd actually stumbled onto the job with Ms. Rosie. Lamont Booker. Yes, the sexiest man alive, SMA, had been one of the actors on a Netflix show I'd worked on set with last year. Back then, his mother, Ms. Rosie, had just shaved her head to combat the copious amounts of hair loss from chemo treatments. Lamont Booker overheard me talking about wigs, hair care, and the importance of a skin care regime to one of the supporting actresses. Shortly after, he'd offered me the position of his mother's personal hairstylist. Now I came by their place once a week to style her curly tresses and pamper her as the locks grew back in. I didn't know a lot about the sexiest man alive, but he sure did love his mom. Then again, she was an easy person to love. The road curved, and I grinned as Lamont Booker's multi-million dollar home came into view. The white structure gleamed in the California sunlight. The black trim added a masculine touch. Though Lamont Booker, sorry, I can only say and think both his first and last names, lived with his mother. Well, he didn't live with his mother. He'd insisted Ms. Rosie move into his home after learning of the treatment plan to target her particular type of cancer. From what she'd shared with me, she'd been wrecked by the chemo and was very grateful for her one and only child's devotion to help her. Lately, she'd been making comments about finding her own place again, but the house...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?